This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hola, amigos y amigas, and whatever else is out there. It's me, the celebrity medium. You know, I just get excited when I hear that heartbeat, you know, that little heartbeat thing that starts the show off. I just think, yeah, adrenaline time, baby. Because I have that a brain that talks in quasi-hipster talk, apparently. Anyway, it's time for another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report, the only show on the internet that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. All right, let's talk, shall we? Comedian Ralphie May just arrived in the next world. He was 45 years old on the earthly plane, and he had a very nice crowd for his arrival ceremony. I am reliably informed by my next world paparazzi sources. If you're not familiar with Ralphie, he's a really big guy. Really big guy. Like in, as in obese. That kind of big guy. In 2003, he came in second on the first season of Last Comic Standing. You remember that show? So you're thinking, okay, he came in second. Who was the winner? The winner was a guy by the name of Dat Phan. And you're like, what? Huh? Who? Exactly. Vietnamese-American guy. He took first place. And his prize was supposed to be, like, to get a pilot for a sitcom. And as far as I know, they welched on the deal. If he got the pilot, they never aired it. Anyway, Ralphie May was came in second on that and went on to have a better career than I think Dat Phan did. Anyway, as I said, Ralphie is a pretty big guy. Most of his comedy, or much of his comedy, revolved around his size. He was in a car accident at age 16, and after that, he weighed as much as 800 pounds. Yikes. Ralphie had two kids, April, June, May, this is true, and August, James, May. So he came out on stage, and he seemed a little like, okay, what do you want from me? And then somebody in the welcoming crowd yelled out, tell some jokes! So he laughed and said he didn't expect hecklers in the afterlife. He didn't think he was going to have to work there, but he said, okay, you want jokes, I'll give you jokes. And according to my sources, he did about 25 minutes of stand-up and ended up leaving the stage to a standing ovation. He always was a pretty funny guy, so I'm guessing he's going to have a pretty good career in comedy ahead of him in the next world. True to his word, at his welcoming ceremony, Hugh Hefner is apparently serious about picking up where he left off on the earthly plane. He said he was gonna just go back to running Playboy again. He asked somebody at his welcoming ceremony, I guess was last week, is there any reason I can't do that? And they said, no, you can pretty much do whatever you want. So he said that he's going to. He has now announced he will be holding job interviews for women who want to be bunnies in his new Playboy Club, which he intends will be the first of many. And he's also looking for women to pose for the revived magazine. So he's going to be running Playboy magazine again, and he's going to have a chain of Playboy clubs. He also announced that Dick Gregory will be the first comedian to play in the club as soon as it's open, which he expects to happen sometime over the next year. Dick Gregory was arrived in the next world not that long ago, about a month or so ago. And he played in the Playboy Club back in the 60s when it was difficult for black comedians to get booked in big-name clubs. And he said that that was really when his career started to take off. So this booking in the new Afterlife Playboy Club is, I guess, kind of a callback to that. And in parallel to this, some Next World feminists have announced that they will picket the new Playboy Club when it does open, whenever that is. Speaking of auditions, rock star Tom Petty, who just arrived in the Next World last week, he's going to have open auditions to find members for a new band. And when he was at his arrival ceremony, he looked very bemused by the whole thing, as Tom Petty tended to look. Whenever I think of Tom Petty, I always think of this kind of like a sort of a smirk, like, this is interesting. That kind of a look on his face. Well, at his arrival, he announced that he would be having a concert for those who missed the arrival ceremony because of the confusion. As you'll probably recall, it was announced that Tom Petty had transitioned from the next world. I think it was NBC or CBS announced that the hospital in Los Angeles had told them that. And then the hospital came out and said, no, he's in pretty dire condition, but he's still here. So they had to take that back. And then a few hours after that, then he did finally transition. So because of that, people showed up at when they thought the arrival ceremony was going to be, and he wasn't there, so they went home. And some of them didn't come back, and, you know. So he said he'd have a concert for that. Now, he said he's considering the name Earthshakers for the new band because he wants it to rock so hard that it actually shakes the earthly plane. Of course, that's all subject to change, but that is Mr. Petty's plans as of now. And, of course, when the concert does happen, we will have full coverage of the event. Lastly, we have some action, some movement, some progress in the deal with Gilda Radner's still unnamed comedy action movie. It has been in hiatus. They started to make the movie and then it shut down and we didn't know why for a few weeks, and then we found out why. They had cast John Hurd, Gene Wilder, her husband, and Gilda had cast John Hurd as the male lead. And then apparently Gene Wilder didn't like the way that was working out, so he told Gilda he wanted to get rid of John Hurd and he wanted to replace him. He wanted to be the male lead in the movie, the lead in the movie. And Gilda said, you know, I love you, honey, but you're not really right for this. You are totally different than John Hurd. He works for this, you don't. So there were rumors that that was kind of making a problem with their marriage. Although now, the update is that John Hurd is definitely going to be playing the lead, and Gilda and Gene are saying the disagreement was strictly professional. It is not jeopardizing their marriage in any way. They are both on the same page regarding this. So are they, or is this just the public story? We don't actually know any more than I just told you about that. But John Hurd is back as the male lead. He's not going to get fired from the picture. We still don't have a name for the movie. And we only know some crazy stuff about the plot. But obviously more will be coming out. And I'll tell you about that too as I find out about it. Okay. That's it. I'm done. I'm going to lock up the Celebrity Afterlife Report studio for another week. I actually have armed guards who actually stand in front of the door to keep intruders from coming into the studio. That's how secure this facility is. It's 300 feet below the surface of the earth, by the way. I'll be back next week with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite C celebrities. In the meantime, the report can be found on iTunes, in the Google Play Store, also on YouTube, and most importantly of all, if you are in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California, you can hear it on K-Chung Radio, AM 1630, where it is played on Mondays at 1 p.m. on a program called Inspirado Projecto Radio. See, I finally got it right. Finally. And thanks to those people for carrying the show. We so appreciate that. It's wonderful to have a terrestrial radio outlet for this. I am the Celebrity Medium. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 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 3693732.